The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's the band Marvelous 3 and Freak of the Week. Like that song. Like it a lot. It's Opie. It's Anthony. Huh? And it's you listening. What's up?
Huh? What? What?
I knew you wanted to get into it right away.
I was dozing. What? What?
Well, we've been here for what? I think 6 hours now.
Oh, my God. Another of the stunning management meetings. I love these things. It's like,
well,
Thursday, with a little memo, Thursday, it's an air staff meeting. Yeah. Everybody attend. Oh, give me a break.
So we had to be here way too early. See, our whole show is about getting here at 2:30 and going on the air at 3.
Right, with what we have just lived, you know?
And trying to be funny. We prepare for our show in the car.
Yeah.
And that's it.
We live our little life, and then we come here and share.
Yeah. But when we have to come in 4 or 5 hours before our show, we might as well just write off the show as a bad one.
Sit in a meeting, it starts, I don't know, the talking is going, but then I phase out. It turns into, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to try to work. Yeah, here's me. This is a tape of me in the meeting. We're going to be focusing, looking at new avenues of execution of certain properties, issues that we all as a...
What?
Oh, my God.
You know, if I wanted to sit through meetings, I would have done better in school.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have got a job as a radio guy.
All of a sudden, I'm sitting there, and I feel like I'm being talked to. They're talking about the Magna Carta. Yeah. The Magna Carta was signed. What?
Well, tell them what our meeting was about.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, Anthony, it was about all the new production elements we got for the radio station.
Was it? I thought it was about my new shoelaces, because I was playing with them.
All right, I need to do something.
All right. And what we'll be doing is taking a new look.
Okay.
All right, what do you got? Are you going to tell me what the meeting was about?
Yeah, the meeting was about how we have a ton of brand new production to play in between songs.
Okay.
That's what I got out of it.
Okay. You did?
Now
I didn't get that.
Now tell me if you could tell the difference, okay? This is a piece of old production.
Okay.
1027 NEW.
All right.
NEW.
And that's the new production.
Okay. Wait.
This is the old production.
1027 NEW.
Okay, that's the old production.
Okay. All right.
But we've just added the new production.
Okay.
See, that's going to make a difference. We're going to get a lot of new people listening because our production's updated.
Wait, I had to come in early for that?
Yeah.
That's what the meeting was about?
To listen to the new production.
See, I didn't get that.
Which sounds a lot like the old production.
Okay. No, it's new, Opie.
All right, and then we got... Oh, now these are cute. And then we were talking about these.
All right.
This is an example of a piece of production you will never, ever, ever hear on the Opie and Anthony show.
Why? What is it?
Now, a music marathon. NEW.
No, you're right.
You shall not be hearing that on our show.
We shan't be having a music marathon on our show, no.
But it's a new concept. You're going to be hearing these a lot.
All right.
Now, a music marathon. Music Marathon, NEW.
All right.
They should make special ones for the Opie and Anthony show. If you're lucky, you'll hear two songs in a row.
A talk marathon.
And honestly, and then we have, where's the special ID, Rick?
Oh.
We don't even have that?
I just can't, you know, after, who are the people that ask questions in the meetings, Opie?
Retards.
Who are they? It's like, okay, well, I'm done. Any questions? Yeah. When should we play the one with the one round sticker on it? The little sound thing. The one round sticker. And when should we play the one with two little round orange stickers on it? Well, it's an interesting question. I'm glad you have another hour. Here, sit down. And
all right,
and I was like, oh, I was out.
All right,
I was out of the meeting.
Hold on. Okay. All right, here's an example of a production piece that has one orange circle.
One orange circle,
okay.
on the label.
All right, here it is.
1027 NEW.
Okay.
Okay, that's one orange circle.
One orange circle.
And this is now an example of a piece of production that has two orange circles on the part.
1027 NEW.
All right.
Wait, I'm a bit confused.
Well, then.
Why?
All right, let me explain it to you. See, I was taking notes.
See, I was asleep.
Okay.
Oh, you had your notebook out and you were taking notes? I noticed a couple of people had notebooks.
The production piece with the one orange circle is short. It's a short piece of production.
Okay.
So this is one again.
1027 NEW.
All right.
Short, okay?
Short. I'm glad you're filling me in on this.
All right.
I phased out.
That's 3.5 seconds.
Okay.
Now, the piece of production with the two orange circles, that's a long piece of production.
Oh, okay.
And let me give you that example again.
Okay.
1027 NEW.
Well, that sounds pretty short, too.
Yeah, but according to the production people and Gary, our boss, that's a piece of long production.
Oh, hence the extra sticker.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
The sad part is the one with the one orange circle is 3.5 seconds, and the two orange circle production piece is 5 seconds. That's the difference between short and long.
Well, it's nitpicking, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you filled me in, because I didn't have a clue what the meeting was about. I see it was important, and I'm glad we were there.
All right, and then we're going to play these every once in a while.
Do it now!
Killer classics, today's best rock.
So this is rock and roll.
1027. Hosted by NEW.
All right. I like that.
Now, you'll be hearing that piece of production when you're going out of, like, a killer classic, like, let's say, The Who Won't Get Fooled Again.
Right, right.
And we're going to go right into, like, a Creed record. So
okay.
We tell everyone we're playing, you know, the best killer classics and the best of the new rock, Anthony.
All right.
This is what's going to get our ratings up around here.
Okay. Well, now I'm glad. Good.
Any other examples you need?
No, you filled me in a matter of minutes, what takes grueling hours in meetings.
But Anthony, let's say you're coming out of like a really cool new record.
Yeah.
Like Creed, and you want to go into The Who.
Oh, now what do you do, Opie?
Today's best rock. Killer classic.
Oh,
see, I'm Robert Plant.
Oh, it's Mick Jagger.
Two. This is Steven Tyler.
Seven. WNEW.
Boom! Oh, right into Won't Get Fooled Again.
It's backwards.
It'll work. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
There you go. That's what we learned today.
I bet we gained a couple of ratings points just you playing those.
All right. But once again, I do want to remind people, you definitely will not be hearing this piece of production on our show.
Now, a music marathon. Music Marathon, NEW.
Okay. I am ready to fall asleep.
Well, now the listeners understand the hell we were in, because they're falling asleep. They probably changed the dial like 15 minutes ago. That's the problem. We zoned out as well. Trust
now,
me.
Now, wait. No. To get the full impact, we have to ask questions now.
Yeah.
About when these should be played.
All right.
After what song.
And these were actual questions in the meeting. It wasn't good enough that they just show us these production pieces and say, figure it out, which you should be able to.
Yeah.
If you made it, you know, past the fifth grade, you figure it out on your own. But no, then we had to have question and answer for what? About a half hour?
Oh, painful. Now, should I play the one with the two dots or the one dot? Oh.
And once again, honestly, the new production doesn't sound much different than the old production. Oh.
Well, I don't know, Opie.
All right.
Maybe you just aren't, you can't judge these things for yourself.
Well, I guess not.
Probably.
But there you have it. But then again, we have the really great production, like that Clinton thing we just played, so.
I can't.
All right, Ant?
I got to pull it together.
Well, meetings just blow. They're a waste of time for everyone, no matter what type of job you have.
Everyone's trying not to make eye contact. You look at the floor.
But one really good thing did come out of the meeting.
What?
Besides introducing the new production elements that you'll be hearing all day long here, Maybe I'll play some of the old production and see if you could tell the difference. But we also started a new concept today, and the boss came up with this one.
Yeah.
Free Beer Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess he has finally realized that a lot of people just don't get along around here.
And the meetings are kind of stuffy and boring, so you go in there, and the only thing you want to do is get out of the meeting.
Yeah.
Can't they spice up the meetings?
With what, like lap dances and stuff?
Yeah, or something. Because then you sit there.
You know, if a buxom blonde came in,
yeah,
in like a little thong and like a little top, mm-hmm, and then she was going over the production elements with us, I would have paid attention and I would have taken notes.
Definitely.
So.
So if the meetings were a little more spiced up, they wouldn't be so boring. But the way they are, you don't talk to each other. You're just yearning to get out of the meeting room.
Right.
So he figured that we loosen up on Thursdays.
Right.
Bring in some beers down the hall.
Yep.
And the air staff can hang out and talk and exchange ideas.
Everyone is invited back starting at 4 for Free Beer Thursdays.
Yeah. And the air staff can then talk with management or other air staff and exchange ideas without the stuffy meeting atmosphere.
Yeah. That'll open up the lines of communication, though, with beer.
Oh, sure, sure.
Well, think about it. When you go to a party...
Yeah, it loosens up.
And there's no beer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you go to a party and the keg's not there yet. What do, Anthony?
You leave.
Or you just stand around and have that uncomfortable talk with the other people there, wondering when the keg is going to arrive.
Uh-huh. I'm just waiting for the one Free Beer Thursday that ruins it. When somebody gets a little too much free beer in them...
Tony Stark.
And people start speaking their mind.
Well,
yeah. That could get ugly.
Unfortunately, you know? We don't need beer to do that.
No.
That's what has gotten us in trouble. We can't even use the excuse we were drunk.
No.
So. All right, there you have it.
Any Steel Reserve or Howlin' Monkey out there?
Line 2?
Uh-oh.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's up?
You think your meetings are bad? Mm-hmm. Try going through a 5-hour practice meeting.
What is that?
It's a meeting before a meeting. It's to get ready for the meeting. You got to go practice for 5 hours before you meet the client the next day to have the same meeting for 5 hours the next day.
Oh, that would suck.
What line of work are you in?
What's that?
What line of work are you in?
After all these meetings, I have a tendency to forget. computer industry.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're known for some really cool meetings.
Let me tell you, we got some exciting people in these.
I don't see the meeting. Anything can be explained in a memo or something. The whole meeting thing is...
I know
is,
it.
Ugh.
I don't get the meeting.
It's a power thing, I think.
They pass out dittos and stuff, and it's just silly.
I think it's so the boss can get up at the head of the table and speak to his minions. You know what I mean? It's a power thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you got your practice meeting, you got your meeting, and then you got your post-meeting memos.
Yeah.
That we all have to sit down and put those together for the client afterwards.
No wonder no work gets done in this country.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I'm glad we're making such a fortune for what we're getting done.
Yeah, we're all too busy going to meetings.
What a goof.
Yep. So. The truth.
And I nod my head and act like I really care and stuff. And
yeah, you got to make eye contact and, like, smile and look interested. And meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, please, eyes, stay open. Please, please don't shut. Don't shut. And sometimes I lose the battle. I find myself looking down and my eyes, what? It's horrible. I can't sit in any more meetings.
So, all right, buddy.
All right, guys, thanks.
Thank you.
It's an N.E.W. meeting marathon.
God. Well, we had a great break about Monica that we wanted to do there, but instead we had to talk about our boring meeting.
A little hottie she was last night.
And to the 4 people that are still listening to our show, stick around. We got more of this on the way. Oh, hi. The boss.
Hey.
Hey, look who's in the studio.
Scott, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good, good.
What makes you think I enjoy having meetings?
This is the big boss.
You think I have nothing better to do than just sit there and stare at you?
I didn't say that.
The big boss man is pissed at you, Anthony.
I don't know what your stance is on meetings. I'm just saying I don't enjoy meetings. I know a lot of other people that have called in. They hate meetings, too.
Who do you think does more? Who do you think does more meetings, you or me?
I would say probably you.
We have never done a meeting.
No. The only time we do meetings is with...
Yeah, but you see, but you guys, then everybody bitches about the communication problems. Nobody understands. You put
well, there's
down,
no real...
Nobody does it right. You got 9, 10, 12 jocks all doing 12 different things.
Do you think that's actual communication in those meetings up there?
Well, you know, the best part is everybody bitches about communication. Then you go, any questions? Nobody raises their hand.
Of course not, because any meeting, you just want to get out of there.
Except for Eddie.
Eddie, yeah.
Oh, God, we hate when people ask questions.
Because the questions are really bad. Did you notice I was paying attention?
I was paying attention.
I just rehashed the whole meeting and what we learned today.
It's like the people that raise their hand in school and go, hey, you forgot the homework. You know, it's like, oh, God, we were almost out. Oh, it's like shopping with your wife and you're almost out of the store. And she goes, oh, look at this dress.
Yeah, but
you're like, I was almost out.
Yeah, but you're giving this impression. It's a power struggle, you know.
No, I said power trip.
We gotta have the meetings, you know.
It's a power trip.
Well, now, wait a minute. You go to meetings. You say you're in a lot of meetings. Right. You have to go to some meetings where you are the guy that kind of takes some crap. You're not at the head of the table. So upstairs, you get the head of the table. So that's sort of a power thing. You must be like, all right, now I'm at the head of the table.
Now, you were in the same meeting I was, right?
Yes.
Did you look around that room?
Yes.
Yeah.
How could it possibly be enjoyable to sit in that room?
Well, what are you saying, Scott? My goodness.
I know half the people are asleep. The other half don't want to be there. The weekend guys are like, what the heck am I doing here on a Thursday? You guys are like, I got to come in early. The morning guys want to go home.
So we're in agreement.
I could be in 30 other places.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tell me a better way to get what you want from shift after shift after shift.
Memos.
But nobody follows the damn memos. Well,
look, I got the memos right in front of me.
Yeah, we love memos. See, when we get a memo, we can read it at our leisure and then do whatever it says or roll it up in a ball and throw it.
There's too much room for interpretation. Everybody interprets it differently and you do 12 different things.
Oh.
Ant just doesn't have the attention span to sit through a
meeting. Maybe it's my own problem, because in school with the films, I was on the desk. It's the same feeling. The talking starts, and I'm in another land. I drift away somewhere.
You actually fell asleep twice today.
I know. I nodded off.
You notice that?
My head went down. I was like, oh, geez. And then I look up, and I'm wiping drool. And
I saw what you did, too. First of all, you were almost the last one there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on time, though.
Yeah, except for your producer, who was the last one there.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you try to hide behind Ralph.
Yeah, yeah, then I slid the chair behind Ralph.
Well, you got to do that so you don't have to worry about the eye contact.
That. Well, that's
after
it.
After a while, you hide behind
right.
a fellow coworker.
You're like a running back behind the offensive guard trying to hide behind Ralph.
Yes.
Now, Anthony, when Scott was given that pep speech,
yes,
how did it sound to you?
At first, it was, you know...
Because I thought I was listening to Vince Lombardi myself. Now,
yes.
Now, what were you hearing in your brain at that point?
Well, at first I heard your voice, and I heard it very inspirational, very wonderful. But then it turned into like, wah, 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 wah. Like Charlie Brown, you know, like the principal. Wah, 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 wah. I'm just, oh, God, wah.
That was when I was complimenting you. So you never heard that part.
I didn't. See? I didn't hear that part. I don't know. I got to do something. Maybe crank. Maybe some crack.
So let me get this straight. I stay at my office all day long.
Yeah.
Taking all the complaint calls about what you do. And then we call a meeting once every how often? When was the last meeting we had?
At least 2 months ago.
Okay. So we call a meeting once every 2 months.
Yeah.
Which is asking a lot. You know? I mean, if you're...
Now you're putting it in that kind of perspective.
If you're a New York City police officer, you meet, like, before every shift.
Sure. Well, you're talking about radio guys, though.
Right, so you
if
know,
we
so
wanted a real job, we would have went and found one.
So once every 2 months, we call a meeting.
Yeah.
And then everybody bitches.
You know, perk them up a little bit, the meetings, though.
Bring in a stripper.
I don't know. We go in. Yeah.
Maybe a couple strippers, maybe.
A dancer or something, yeah.
Or a keg.
Yeah.
What about a keg?
Well, that's early, too.
Beer ball?
And why do they have to be early?
Ant, now you're going to get in trouble.
I know.
Because our listeners get up at like 5.
Oh, I know.
When Ant says the meeting's early...
I'm up much too late.
The meeting today was at 11 o'clock.
Everything is relative to your employment time.
You're going
to
be pissing off our listeners now.
I go to the comedy thing last night.
Yeah.
Right? Which ends at like 12:15.
Right.
Then I drive home. I get home like 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
Alarm goes off at 5. So I was here. I could have had the meeting at 6:30 this morning. I was here.
And he could do that.
All right. We could do the next one at 6:30.
No, that
doesn't cut into your business schedule. Okay.
Do you have meetings at Wins too?
Now he sounds like my father.
Do you do that? Do they have meetings up there?
They've been on the air for 34 years. What can we possibly talk about?
Now, we want you to get news.
instead of sports at 15 and 45, let's do it at 17 and 45. And
well, that's pretty much what we heard today with these sweepers.
All right. We will be a little more accepting of the meetings. And
you have to take them with the spirit that they're intended.
Yeah.
Not everybody, you know, does everything exactly like you two, perfectly.
Scott, no one likes those meetings, though. No one likes.
Including me.
So then why do we
let's
do
not
it?
Have them. Just memos.
Yeah, memos.
Because everybody complains about the communication process.
But we come into your office and visit you.
Yeah, see? That's what has to be done. You send a memo to everyone that says, hey, come up and say hi sometime. And then we come up, we sit, and it's a lot more loose than a stuffy meeting.
Come directly to the principal's office.
Right. With his baseball bats on the wall. I don't know. All right. Well, you guys, you're the bosses, so if you say meeting, we have meeting.
Fine. But you hurt my feelings, but that's okay.
It's nothing personal. Strictly business. No, it's nothing personal. It's not you. I wouldn't enjoy a meeting with anybody.
With the president?
Well, not with anybody.
Yeah.
A couple of people I could think of I wouldn't enjoy a meeting.
Oh, who's that?
I don't know. Lovely young ladies. I don't know.
Oh, the beer's here? Where's our beer? Was that your idea, Free Beer Thursday?
No, that was Gary's.
Were you a little scared about that?
A little bit.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah,
it is a little.
It's a crazy idea, isn't it?
It's like the match in gunpowder.
We'll know tonight at about 6 o'clock if it's a bad.
I have a feeling this is going to last 2 weeks, and that's it.
Two? You give it to Earl's giving it one week. He's giving it today.
But the beer's here. Why didn't he make like Free Beer Thursday start at like 5:30 when, you know, work closes?
Hmm.
Hmm.
Gotta chill it. No, it's gotta chill.
You're chilling the beer? Ralph's all excited. Ralph, you get your beer yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
It's Beer Thursday.
Isn't that crazy?
I love this.
Now, Ralph's been in the business, I don't know, 80 years by now.
Oh, my God.
Give or take a score.
Okay. You've been around the block a few times.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of something so zany as Free Beer Thursday for the employees?
Not on a weekly basis, no.
Maybe once every once in a while, right?
You know, get together, hang, bond.
Yeah.
But this is going to be...
It's a communication thing.
Well, technically, it's not weekly until it makes it the next Thursday.
Yeah, it is a one-time thing. I have a feeling Scott's going to put the kiboshes on this one. Are you going to join us at least for this Free Beer Thursday?
I haven't decided yet.
Come on.
You got to crack the first beer.
We got you a 40.
It is a little out there.
We got you some old English, a 40. You could go upstairs and you could brown paper bag it.
Girl's ready.
All right. Well, have fun. Enjoy your beer. We're on the air, so we can't partake in the Free Beer Thursday.
No, of course. We would never think of doing something like that.
But, Scott, please don't take it personally. I enjoy your company. Enjoy the company of many people here at NEW.
Now you're kissing my ass.
I am not. In the meeting atmosphere, something is taken away. I don't think we can experience the joy of each other's company properly in a meeting.
All right, next time we'll all hold hands and we'll try to like
kumbaya.
We'll try to reach somebody else from like the past. You know?
Yeah, a seance. Would be good. Just pass out Ouija boards and we could sit at the big table and do like Ouija board.
We'll get the spirit of Scott Muni.
Hey,
he's still alive.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know that.
That's cold.
Well, have you heard his new show? I mean, come on.
I was in a meeting.
All right.
Yeah.
The Scott Muni Siesta. Great idea those guys came up with.
All right. Kicking our ass.
No, they're not. Who are you kidding? All right, let's take another break.
All right, man.
We got to thank Scott Herman for
Thank you, Scott.
By.
All right, guys.
Please don't take it personal.
I'm scared to hit the commercials because then he's really going to let
it. Yeah, as long as the mics are on, we're safe.
All right, what the hell? Let's play a few tunes here, huh? 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, the Black Crowes, and Only a Fool off their latest CD, By Your Side. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Getting really into our show now.
Yeah.
We're getting settled in. We're settled in. We're ready to rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
If you got something for the show, 212-757-1027. Let's see what's going on the phones. Yo, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
What do you got, man?
Listen, this, the guys over at K-Rock are biting off you.
What are they doing now?
They're, remember that contest you had, I think it was back in August or September, about the worst job in the city?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the guy's giving away tickets right now to the same person.
What? He's doing our bit?
He's doing your bit.
Isn't that where we found Mendy? Big Butt Mendy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right now, the worst one they can find, though, is a guy that cleans the grease traps.
Ho, ho. That's great.
What?
This is
so
awful.
So they're looking for the person with the worst job in New York.
Yeah.
Something we did 4 months ago.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, well.
No, that's great radio.
You know, you got to help these guys out. You got to give them some material.
Yeah. Yeah, K-Rock needs the help.
Well, yeah. they do rest of the day. They got mornings taken care of, but after that...
Howard Stern all morning, a one share the rest of the day.
Jeez, man, you guys are great.
That's so true, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've punched over there. I don't know what's going on sometimes.
Well, I like the gay couple that does the night show. What is that about?
The ambiguously gay DJ. There's something going on there. I don't know what it is.
There's a definite gay homo thing happening there.
Oh, of course, not that there's anything wrong with that.
Alter queer.
Oh, if you're into it.
The other day, we tuned over there, and Alter Queer, whatever his name is, he's asking the bigger homo.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, can I have a hug?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Can you imagine if I just opened up the mic and said, Ant, can I have a hug?
Yeah, it just seems like one guy and then his, like, little buddy.
And he's just laughing at everything.
Yeah.
The guy, like, chuckles at all his stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's his little submit. There's some kind of dominance and submissive thing going on with that. That's the most fascinating aspect of their little program.
I think the two of them use a spanky.
Yeah, you're just waiting for them to, like, orally take care of each other. That's why I tune in.
There's the one guy who is like the Batman character, and the other one like the Robin, sort of effeminate. And I don't know, the little banter, just, I don't know. Who am I to say?
Oh.
Yeah, we like to come on the air, and, you know, we're just two guys.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
We're like two drinking buddies, not two butt buddies.
I don't understand.
That's the
what
big
that,
difference with us and,
that is
and other little team shows in this town.
The ambiguously gay DJs.
I don't know. And their style is just great over there, after Howard.
Do we have a good loud song? Well, we could do a little demonstration.
All right, Anthony, do it. This is exactly what you hear if you hear them broadcasting from a venue. Ready?
You got an appropriate song?
Well, pretty much. Well, I got the Black Crowes out, so this will have to do.
Okay.
All right.
Make sure it's real loud.
All right, you do it, Ed. Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Hey, how you doing? We'll be giving away tickets.
It's like you can't even hear them. It's just loud and obnoxious. They got that attitude, man. Nah.
All right, try it again, Anthony. I don't know if you did a good enough job with that. Because I have to do the alter queer voice.
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing?
You see, you turned it down. That's a bad thing.
Oh.
It's got to be so loud you could barely hear the DJ talk.
All right, go ahead. Try it again.
Hey, Alter Queer.
Yeah. Can I have, like, a hug?
How good are you? Shut
up. You don't want to talk about it.
We're giving away a deck. Skyrock. You didn't sound swishy enough. No. I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know what their relationship is, but it just seems a little bizarre to me.
Yeah, I heard tomorrow they're going to do something with Spanky, I think.
Yeah, all right. Well, call up, like, I don't even know who does the show opposite us, to be totally honest with you. I have no clue. I know they offered it to us, and we said no, and then they got someone else, so, I don't know. Call them up and abuse them for, like, doing our bit, I guess.
Probably Stuttering John or something like that.
Stuttering John's up against us?
I don't know.
Oh.
One of those guys.
All right, man.
Yo, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Interesting.
All right. We're off to a fine start today. What a mess of a show.
We can't get to anything. We keep getting sidetracked.
It's just going to get uglier and uglier today.
Of course it is.
All right, we'll do some Van Halen. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony. On the way, we got Everlast, Pink Floyd next by request. And if you want to get a hold of us, easiest way is through the fax line, 212-957-WNEW. And, well, I guess we finally should talk about the interview, Anthony.
Oh.
Barbara Walters asking all the tough questions last night.
Yes, it was such a hard-hitting interview, wasn't it?
It was a bore fest.
We didn't learn anything new. There was nothing new.
Nope.
Nothing everybody hadn't heard time and time again. But you heard it from Monica herself.
Now, I got a confession to make, Anthony.
Okay.
I wouldn't label myself a chubby chaser.
Right.
By any means.
Mm-hmm.
I was completely turned on by Monica Lewinsky last night.
There's a bold statement.
Now, I know a lot of people, it's easy to make the fat jokes, and she looked like a cow, and her belly was pretty big and stuff.
But yeah.
There was something going on with Monica Lewinsky last night, and I was completely turned on.
Well, you got to give her some facial looks. They weren't bad. You know, they made her up.
Yeah.
You know, a professional makeup guy comes in and does all that. But I'll tell you something. The mouth, beautiful.
Yeah.
What a mouth on this girl.
A perfect mouth.
For, you know, what she uses it for.
Mm-hmm.
But the teeth, nice, straight, white.
Perfect.
Pearly white.
Yeah.
Full lips.
Yes.
And her mouth was always lubed. Did you see?
Yeah.
Well, as she's talking, at no time was she having any dry mouth problems.
Mm-hmm.
Her tongue all over her teeth, it looked like had a fine little coating of Vaseline over everything.
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 She didn't get those spit strings.
Nothing like that. No cotton mouth.
Nothing.
And she, as she talked, the inside of her mouth glistened. Just glistened.
Yeah.
What a beautiful mouth.
I have no idea what she said last night. For 2 hours, I'm just like, wow. This
if you notice how they blocked the shot, her mouth was the middle of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
The middle of the screen.
Yep.
So your eyes were constantly looking at those lips moving. And when she kind of, you know, give that big laugh where her mouth opened wide, you would just, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a water slide. It's so wet and moist and inviting and fun, like a water slide.
Sure.
I couldn't get over it.
Were you turned on?
I got to tell you, the face shot, yeah. But then they showed some of the old footage of her getting out of the car with her lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, you just see that butt.
That big old ass.
Ooh. Where's her song? Yeah, you see that big ass of hers, and it just kind of... Yeah, it turned me off a little. I'm not the chubby chasing type.
Well, with her hair pulled back and the makeup,
definitely
and the nice lubed mouth, I was really turned on last night.
So lubed.
Yeah.
And her teeth.
Oof.
The whitest teeth I've ever come across, I tell you.
That old gag.
What? God. If you live, you come across a lot of teeth in life.
That
you know,
old
I'm just
boy.
Saying. I don't understand what you're getting at.
But she had a lot of makeup on, though. At one point when she was crying, you saw the river cutting through the makeup like the river cuts through the Grand Canyon.
Couldn't watch that part open.
No.
I was tearing up myself watching Monica get so upset here.
Hi, NEW.
How you doing?
Hey. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, not a whole lot. I can't believe the way Anthony's going on about Monica like that.
Just her mouth, my friend.
Oh, yeah, I know, but come on.
Did you see it?
A little too long there. I mean, she's really hurting.
But did you see her mouth?
Yeah, I saw
her mouth.
I don't know the crap that was coming out of it.
It was a pleasure organ, that mouth.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
It was glistening. Glistening.
I can't say that she's a pig anymore. I was turned on by Monica's face last night.
It was constantly moist, moving. She had the whole lip moving thing going.
Yes,
her teeth.
It's in the center, I admit, but you can, I mean, I don't know. She just turns me off.
All right. Well, I thought she was articulate. I thought she had charisma, a little bit of a sense of humor, a little bit of a naughty girl. She was happening.
She was a dirty girl.
She had some youth behind her.
I think you're great. I think your taste is better than this, though.
Well, I was turned on.
Give us so much credit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and like all the fat jokes like everyone else is doing today. I am admitting on this show that I was turned on by Monica last night.
A little bit.
What can I tell you?
All right. Well, like maybe it was a lonely night for you. I'm not sure, but she's just hurting.
Well, me, I kind of liked Barbara. She was looking hot.
You go for those naughty older girls, huh?
I tell you, age is just a bitch, man. Because they would go, obviously, they're the only two people in the room.
Yeah.
And they're panning from Monica, who, with the makeup on and stuff, the beautiful skin, she looked nice, her eye makeup was there. And then they'd go to Barbara, and it's just like, oh, the Crypt Keeper. Because you're getting that constant back and forth contrast of young
and
old.
Yeah.
And it really made Barbara look 10 times worse than she probably really does.
Yes.
I guess, yeah.
And maybe that's why Monica looked better. Right. I think, yeah, hey, oh, there you go. And maybe it was the contrast.
And next to the pictures of Linda Tripp they were showing, come on. It's a no-brainer. You got
a beast. You're a beast.
You're in a bar. It's 5 minutes before closing time. You got Monica, Barbara Walters, or Linda Tripp. Who are you going for?
I might take the bartender.
The bartender.
All right, man.
Yeah, that was a little much. That Linda Tripp.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you see they picked the worst? And not that I'm saying they're a really good one, but the worst possible clips of Linda Tripp.
Yeah.
With the big, goofy hair and the witch nose.
Well, what I was thinking was the sea hag.
Yeah.
Linda Tripp looks like the sea hag. And look at Monica's. Monica looks like a wimpy. Big fat ass.
Hey, you guys, keep up good work.
All right, Jeff, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
I bet she's got one cushky pusky.
Michelle, what do you got?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I tell you, I was watching it last night. My husband...
Hold it!
Wow!
Hold on a minute, Michelle. Wait, I had to bleep you.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. Now start over. You got to talk like, you know, you're on the radio.
All right. I was watching it. My husband comes in, and he's just looking at her, and he doesn't, you know, find her too attractive, but he goes... They got her mouth right in the middle of the screen.
Right.
They just keep showing it.
Right.
You know, she had the...
Wait. She had the president
in her mouth.
Thank you. You don't need to say it. I think everyone knows.
Yeah, I think everyone was thinking that as you're watching the interview. You're just thinking...
Yeah, it's really
look at that.
Unbelievable.
You know, you're just picturing, hey, baby.
Oh, she just likes to do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. She's a young girl, and everyone's looking at Monica like she wrecked the first family and stuff. Please.
Yeah,
the president had all that power. He's 51 years old. She's 22. Naive and
scared.
Stop with the cursing.
Whose mouth is worse, yours or Monica's? My God.
Fine.
You are a little dirty mouth.
All right,
I'm sorry.
All right, Michelle.
Ooh.
All right, Michelle, I got to let you go because we've run out of...
My sister just picked up the phone. Michelle, I can't hear.
We've run out of delay. We got to let you go. We can't take a chance with you. All right, Michelle.
All right. Bye. It was nice talking to you.
Definitely.
Bye.
Oh, my God. How many curses did she let fly there?
God. What is with her?
Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, check your shot.
All right, wait. Be careful.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm waiting for the delay to build up, so we don't have much leeway here. So if you're going to say anything stupid and dirty, talking code.
I'll put it to you like this.
All right, go.
She was going to release some big secret last night, right?
Yeah.
So we're figuring, all right, what could it be? My thing was, maybe she'll tell you exactly where on the dress the stain was.
Right.
All right, was it on the lapel? Was it on the inside of the front?
Yeah.
Inside of the back.
Right.
I mean, you know, that would have been something to reveal.
Inside of the back.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get a little perspective as to where this relationship really was.
It was a fluff interview. It was boring as hell.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was hoping something like that.
Right. Yeah, when she's talking about flipping the dress up and showing her G-string to the president.
Oh, man.
Just picture that big, white, fish-belly white ass.
Oh, man, right?
Bill Clinton looking at it, you know, like playing like a 19th century photographer with her dress. Popping the cloth over his head. Hey, baby!
Yeah, so what's going in his mind? He's like, you know what? I'm in the office all alone. I got her or Betty out in the lobby.
Yeah
Betty Curry.
Come on, let's take the lesser of the two evils here.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, thanks for participating, Mike.
All right.
Later.
Yeah, but I don't think she really takes it seriously to this point. I don't think so. She was laughing, giggling. She seemed like she still likes talking about it. Like there's still that little element of adventure, and
of course
she's somebody because of this whole thing.
That's fine. Who cares?
And she's chuckling. I don't know. I kind of found it a little.
Now,
I thought she should have been a little more sorry.
Now, of course, Anthony, we wanted someone else to interview Monica.
Yes.
We got to play a couple of these from yesterday
because
they were a big hit. Instead of Barbara Walters interviewing Monica last night, We wanted someone like, I don't know, William Shatner.
Yeah.
To interview Monica, and it would have sounded something like this.
I would have liked that.
Monica, you're a beautiful woman. So full and sensuous. I'm wondering, is your oral technique more like that of the one-celled creatures of the Denver colony that latch onto their prey, sucking and sucking till they're lifeless and limp? Or more like the salt-sucking monsters of Camus, too? Answer. You've got an ass like Uhura, and your mouth looks like the Doomsday Machine that destroyed the USS Constellation and killed Commodore Decker. Big and inviting.
Did her mouth look like the Doomsday Machine, Opie?
Well, that's what William Shatner said.
It was big and inviting.
Sure.
That's for sure.
Or another one that everyone enjoyed. Instead of Barbara Walters interviewing Monica, yeah, it would have been much more exciting to hear Howard Stern.
Oh, sure, sure. There's a lot of interviews these days.
Interview Monica. Now, what would that sound like,
Anthony?
Would
have been interesting.
Hey, honey. Ooh, look at you, huh? Ooh, I would do you. So you ever go lesbo? Yeah, I can picture that, can't you, Robin? Hey, right, Jackie, huh? Ooh, lesbo sex. Ooh, yeah. Hey, you're hot. Hey, your ass is a little big, but I like that. Hey, take off that top, honey. Let's see those cans.
I'd have watched that.
Of course.
It's been more entertaining than Barbara.
And, of course, the one everyone is talking about today. We got probably 100 emails on this overnight. Instead of Barbara Monica Lewinsky, mm-hmm, it would have been so much cooler if Dice did it.
Yes.
All right, I'd like to welcome this whale to my show, huh? And you know you're a whale, cause I could see your blowhole. Yay! So, you're sucking Clinton's dick, right? Does he blow his on that chubby face of yours? Or does he pull out and all over your big huh? Come on, answer the question. Answer the question, you whore. Answer the question. Oh, look, now she's gonna cry. Get up, Barbara Walters, you're gonna cry, huh? You look at her, a little bag. Answer the question. What, your mouth full? You fucking whore. Look at his bag, huh? I don't want you on my fucking show. Get the fuck out of here, you rag.
You had 120 million people watching that one.
Instead of 65, sure. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Everlast, What It's Like, Pink Floyd before that. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
I just burped up some of my Thai lunch. Speaking of which.
Burp on the air.
Well.
Stealing Howard's bit.
Sorry. That's right. Don't want to piss off Howard. My God. All right. Anyway, I got to call you out on something, though.
I don't like when you do this.
Why?
Without consulting me before the break.
Hey, the show's about honesty. We try to keep it real here. Don't do fake little goofy fun little breaks where we make believe it was spontaneous and stuff and it's actually written down. We don't do that. We turn on the mics and let it go.
What's your problem?
Well, we're sitting down eating some Thai food, which, by the way, that was some good stuff, wasn't it?
Very good.
And we had an Asian, what are they called, like a Taiwanese waiter?
A Thai waiter.
A Thai
They're
waiter?
They're called Thai.
They're just Thais.
Yeah.
All right. And what'd you say about how Asian people talk?
What? I pick up the menu and I started reading it.
Right. I just point at the menu.
Because, well, there was one dish that had like a King Pao and then a W-E-E.
King Pao E.
Like, or W-A-A. Like they need two A's in the middle to get that whole wah thing going.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be a, you know, W-E-E-L-K. Weak. It's got to be weak and wah.
So what'd you say? You said,
I don't know what you're talking
now,
about.
Now, did you say every Asian person sounds like this or just that particular gentleman that was helping us today?
I believe it was just that particular gentleman that was helping us today.
So he...
This might not be indicative of all Asian gentlemen.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Metallica. Turn the page. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's our pal Ralph DeTour hanging in the studio.
Hey.
He stayed late today because it's Free Beer Thursday, a new concept that the boss came up with today.
I love this.
It's a great idea, right?
A little insane, I think.
So everyone's drinking, and we're kind of technically not allowed to drink because we're on the air.
You guys can't.
We're on the air.
Yeah, we haven't done that before.
I'm waiting for Heroin Monday. That's what I'm waiting for.
I want Crank Wednesday.
Yeah, when's Gary going to instate Crystal Meth Tuesday?
Put it in the suggestion box, man.
Hey, it's a great idea, but honestly, it's not going to last.
No,
we got two of these. We'll be able to drink this Thursday, and we'll be able to drink next Thursday, and then the foot is coming down.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think it's a good idea.
This doesn't seem very corporate.
No, not at all.
I can't see that.
Hey, this will take off. It's sort of like that Dress Down Friday thing we do. So we all just drink.
It frees up the thought processes, though.
Well, it does.
But what other office in New York is doing this, where they have Free Beer Thursday for all their employees?
Oh, we're trendsetters.
And we bitch and complain about our jobs. We have the easiest jobs
in
America.
Believe me.
We know that now.
I love my job.
We are getting.
I worked for a living, Opie. You don't have to tell me, Mr. Caddy.
Dude, come on, man.
I mean, well, I don't think you are a good judge of how easy this job is.
I never did anything. Well, I
think I'm a better judge at how easy this job is.
I was a computer programmer for Xerox for a few years.
Wait. The computer programming back in the early 80s.
Way back.
What was that, Pong?
It was pretty much. It was, yeah, you're right.
Wow, there's tens of lines of code in this.
You're right. you want to know my work history?
Yeah. Yeah, let me hear your little resume.
Okay, I started, I don't know, when I was like 10, delivering penny savers with my mom, okay? Then I graduated to get my own paper route. Okay.
Wow.
Then I was a caddy for 12 years at the Huntington Crescent Club in Huntington. What's up, boys?
All right.
Boys caddy. On the bench for 12 years.
Caddy. Ooh, that's rough.
Were you thinking about making a profession? Or?
Well, I was from 14 to 26. It was a great college gig, too.
Boy, that must have been rough in the winters and the snow. Oh, that's right. They don't golf in the winter.
Wait, I got to come to Opie's defense here.
Okay,
well. I was a caddy as well.
It's not.
What is this, right. Like a radio thing?
Well,
a caddy
no, Anthony.
Did you double bag?
Double bag?
Double bag's a bitch.
Double loops. twice a day.
Come on.
Anthony, trust me.
Oh,
trust
boy.
Me.
And those guys always cheat and try and put extra clubs in there and stuff. They have rules. You're only supposed to have extra amount.
And, Anthony, they yelled at you.
Oh,
they would throw their club, and you had to go chase it in the woods, and if you didn't, you lost your money.
Oh,
there was our own
sad.
Little hell yeah. involved.
At least you were at a private club, right? Semi-private?
It was private.
See, I caddied to Bethpage when they had caddies as a public course.
Whoa, that's nasty.
Yeah.
At least these guys knew what they were doing.
The cards were
most
so old, the recommended tip was $350.
And some of them stuck to it. For 6 hours' work.
Yeah, it was brutal.
You tell Ty Webb I'm gunning for him. If he's half as good as he says he is, he's going to have to play me to prove it.
Oh, Anthony, when that movie came out, forget about it.
Gives him a quarter.
Oh, it was great. We saw that movie about 20 times when we were looping.
Mm-hmm.
So then
now
I was
winning that caddy tournament.
So then I was a caddy. Then I started my little radio career when I was 18.
Yeah.
Did that. And
see?
Then
you never, you
no,
caddy.
It's almost done. Then I went to Xerox for like a year and a half.
Oh, right. Computer program.
All right. And then after college, after I had my degree, I hung out in the town for another year, and I worked at a video store where during the day, this is a true story.
Very strenuous.
During the day, I would hang out. All my fraternity brothers would come in and just take movies off the shelves. I couldn't ask them to pay for them.
I saw Clerks. I know how it works.
All right. And we would watch, and this is the truth, we'd watch pornos all day long, and then like a mom would come in with their kid to pick out a movie, and I would be pissed because I'd have to turn off the porno. This poor guy made no money. I got fired from that. And I think that was it.
On to
and then radio.
And now I'm doing radio full time.
I'm sorry. I can't sympathize. You know, I don't think you have really honestly worked hard at manual labor where you are busting your hump in all types of weather, on rooftops, using machinery, using heavy tools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Aside from the caddying, he's got you.
Who?
Even the caddying.
Wait, I'll be the first to admit that Anthony had a much
tougher. First of all, it's got
to
be beautiful weather for you to caddy.
No, we caddied in the rain and in the snow.
I don't think the hard stuff's going to come down for quite some time.
Exactly.
And I'll give it to you. I know you worked your ass off twice as hard as me. No doubt about it. I'm not going to argue that point.
Thank you. I just
want the appreciation that I so deserve. Damn it, is that too much to ask for?
I thought we were going
to
hear Anthony's.
I was lucky.
Now.
Oh, everyone knows what I've
done.
Anthony's resume is pretty much hard labor from the
crawling.
Time he was 8 to 30.
Crawling through a 20 by 20 duct in a hospital, a ventilation duct with chia pets growing on the inside of tuberculosis. And they tell you, and you just had to go.
Anthony, get your sawzall. Get in that duct. You're going to have to cut a 20 by 20 hole in the wall, and it's venting the TB ward.
All right, great. You know, can I put a tissue over my mouth or something?
Please. You don't need that. What are you, a fag?
All right, I'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hell.
Well, tell them about the spackle buckets. I learned a lot from Anthony.
Well, on the job sites, a lot of times when we were in there installing the HVAC ductwork, the bathrooms weren't in yet. Mm-hmm. No, it was sticks, 2x4s.
Right.
So the bathroom facilities weren't there. They had some portable toilets sometimes, but you wouldn't even go near them, never mind in them. And some of the trades, some of the newbies would go in them, and you'd run out with duct tape and duct tape the door shut and then start rocking it. And the kid's crying, and they're, stop, don't tip it up. He's just seeing this sloshing mess, thinking of what it'll be like if it tips over. This happens. This is job sites.
That was in a movie, wasn't it?
Well, what about...
This happens every time, all the time.
Tell them about the spackle buckets, though. That's the
best
part.
So you would, yeah, a lot of guys would go in the empty spackle buckets, you know, that are laying around in a lot of job sites.
Yep.
And which is enough, you know. You get the you talk about butt ring, you know, that ingrained in your butt. But then you put the lid on,
mm-hmm,
and put it somewhere. So there was always a running rule: you never opened a closed spackle bucket.
Oh man!
But then you'd get some people like, hey, you know, I could use this for my tools. Okay, newbie. Yeah, you open that spackle bucket. Go ahead. And you open the top, and it's like, ew! There's something in here. Just grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's.
And the other part about Anthony's prior life: you guys used to blame each other when you'd break stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'd have to. You didn't really want to. Take the blame for anything.
Like you break a brand new bathtub in a job site and
oh, God. I was doing a job once. It was this retirement home. The bathroom's done all perfect, nice. All I had to do was put a little 8x8 grill over the bathtub, little ventilation grill. So I get my ladder and I make sure I put little paper down so it doesn't scratch the inside of the tub. And I go up with my Makita drill and I have the Phillips head attachment on the thing, and I go to screw it in. I drop the drill. I watch in slow motion as it spins.
Oh, no.
It hits perfect right on the Phillips head tip and goes boom, sticks in the bathtub, making a hole in the tub. So what do? Go to the super and say, hey, excuse me, I seem to have made a mistake and dropped the drill in the bathtub. No. Took a piece of cardboard, throw it over the hole, leave. And took the grill down. I was never in there. I seem to miss that one with the grill. I didn't do 112. I forgot that one. Hole in the tub. What? Crap in the spackle bucket. What?
This guy says he has an easier job than we do.
Really?
Peter, what do you got?
Yeah, I was just listening to you guys. I want to tell you I have an easier job than you do.
What do you do?
I work as a personal trainer. I work only 4 days a week, 4 hours a day, and get paid $75 each hour to watch fat ladies work out in their home. The easiest scam in the world. All you got to do is get certified, get a bunch of clients, and there you go.
So you go to the fat lady's house?
Yep, train them at home. It's the easiest way. You make the most money. Go right to that house. You know, I hate to say this, but put that chubby little butts on a treadmill.
Really?
Yep, tell them to do a few crunches, and there you go.
And what is it? Do you just know it's a lost cause with some of these people? You look at them, and it's like, oh, they're never going to do anything.
And it's kind of, the only thing that's frustrating is that you know some of them are never going to change. You know, as soon as you leave, the Twinkies are going in their mouth. You know, they're sitting there watching General Hospital all day eating bonbons, and, you know, no matter how many crunches they do, they're still going to look like fat pigs.
Now, Peter, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you ever flopped one of them?
Let's put it this way, there may not be a 401k plan, but there are benefits, you know?
Oh, wow.
You flopped some of these ladies?
Come on.
Around Christmas time, you get a nice tip, you know?
Work them out on the treadmill, huh?
So what's the move, usually?
Didn't Dice have a routine about that?
Yeah, huh?
You roll it in.
What's
your roll them in flour and look for the gibbiggy.
All right.
All right, Dice.
Wait, I want to know what the move is.
What's up?
What's the move when you're thinking of flopping one of them?
You know, usually it kind of just happens.
I bet it's their move.
It's their move, and it's easier than taking candy from a baby, I'll tell you that.
What are you, a muscle guy, right?
Believe it or not, I'm not a huge guy. I'm not a really big guy.
But you're probably defined, and a lot of the women that are your clients probably look at you, and they're all, ooh, I haven't seen that for a while.
Yep. And you see the husband, and you see why they're paying me the money they do.
Oh, man, you might have an easier job.
Yep, I have an easier job, guys, but, you know, you guys have a great job, too. I just wanted to share it with you.
Yeah, but you're, like, banging, like, Linda Tripp lookalikes. I mean, come on. We get to look at, like...
Humidor, Crotch, Lewinsky.
We get to look at, women like Tara.
Yeah.
Get Linda... Yeah. All right, man.
All right, take it easy, guys. Thanks.
Later.
Yeah, that's a pretty good job.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
I'm a...
Is it true Reverend Al Sharpton's calling us today? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, he was arrested yesterday.
Yeah?
Tragic. I think he's going to call from Rikers.
From Rikers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why not?
That's another exclusive for us. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, the latest from Collective Soul. That's heavy off their CD Dosage. Collective Soul coming to town March 29th and 30th. 30th.
30.
Wow, I almost sounded like Mad Dog for a minute there.
29th and 30th. I can't believe it. That's 29th and
30th.
30th. Toyota. What a fabulous car the Toyota is.
Bowery Ballroom for Collective Soul on the 29th and 30th of March. Tickets on sale now. Slurring my words, and I'm not even participating in Free Beer Thursday with the rest of the staff here at NEW, Anthony.
You must have a contact buzz from the beers everyone else is drinking here on Beer Thursday.
What is wrong with this place? No That's wonder good. We're like at the bottom of the ratings pile. This is the ideas we come up with. Let's celebrate our horrible ratings by having Free Beer Thursday.
Maybe we can't do any worse drunk. Should be part of the motto.
My Lord. All right. No, I needed some stimuli, so I went with the espresso. That's why I'm slurring my words.
Did ya?
Wow.
Yeah, mocha espresso.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, where's Ralph?
Yeah, Ralph has the Sable Playboy. We want to look through that with Ralphie. Oh,
Casey Masterpiece barbecued laced potato chips. Fork those over. Those things rock.
Anthony, a lot of people commenting about the interview last night. We don't want to, harp on it too long today. Mm-hmm. But people are coming up with some very interesting comments. Dan and Queens through the instant feedback. Did anyone else notice how stiff her hair was?
Yeah.
Like it was just plastered to her head?
Hmm.
Well, Dan sums it up. He goes, I was looking at her hair, and all I kept thinking of was that scene from There's Something About Mary. A lot of people came up with that one and said, it's true.
Yeah. And she had professional makeup people do her all up. Yeah. That's why she kind of looked pretty good, face-wise.
And I think this is the best instant feedback of the day thus far. Andrew from Glen Cove. I agree with you about Monica's mouth. Yeah, we went off on how well lubed it was the whole interview, and we couldn't get past that.
She had no cotton mouth, and it was just glistening the whole interview. Every time she talked, from back to front,
mm-hmm.
her tongue, her teeth, her gums, glistening.
Glistening.
Like she gargled with Vaseline.
And she didn't have the spit strings on the side of her mouth when she was talking.
Cotton mouth.
Or that little white, like, spit that goes on the corner of the mouth sometimes when you talk to somebody.
You ever had to talk to somebody after they just smoked weed? And it's like, they got that thing going, hey, man, what's up? Is that just... And you're like, oh, God, dude, drink something. Hey, That was pretty good. That's some good weed, man. Got any more of that? Oh, God.
That's the truth. All right, so Andrew from Glen Cove, he agrees with us about Monica's mouth. But my girlfriend pointed out that if she was getting went on her dress, she can't be that good because she didn't
finish.
I should point out that my girlfriend is no slouch in the Hummer department. She just got out of the hospital after 4 days from a car accident, and the first thing she did when we got home was planted my butt on the couch and got out the proverbial knee pads.
Oh, my God,
She gave me a Hummer right there, still wearing the cervical collar for her injured neck.
That's some scene.
Is that a trooper or what? If you ever start a Hummer Hall of Fame, I'd like to nominate her. So thank you, Andrew, for participating in the radio show
today. There's some heart. There's some spirit.
Yeah.
You can't keep her down.
or from going.
All right, very good. And we're not even the drunk ones around here.
No.
I know, the whole staff is looking at us in shock what's coming out of our mouths, and you guys are the ones that are getting hammered.
Let me know when it's safe to drink, okay? So it's coming to my nose.
All right, so Ralph, Ralph's got Playboy with Sable in it.
The issue that's not on stand for another week?
Yeah, about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Correct. So you got a copy. I know you got some friends in high places. Mm-hmm. And, wow, these pictures are even better. We were just seeing the pictures on the Internet.
Yeah.
And would you like a look?
Yeah, let me take a look. You've been bogarting the Sable issue. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Well, she's definitely had those implants. I don't think anyone's wondering about that.
She's got the weird nippies, though. It looks like the pop-up timer when you're cooking a turkey.
Yeah.
Right? It just... Okay. Yeah.
Well, she's shaved, though. I don't know what she's doing down there.
Well, she's got a mohawk happening down there. Or an exclamation point. It's a major exclamation point where, like, it starts out big and then narrows out as it goes down. You know, like the fancy cartoon exclamation point.
I'll never look at her the same way again now when she comes strutting out onto the squared circle of the WWF.
Well, she was supposed to be here in the studio with us today.
No.
Well, she is.
She is, yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah, this is just as good as seeing her live.
Yeah. She wouldn't take her clothes off, though, for us, would she?
You don't know that for a fact.
I don't think so.
No.
She's Sable.
Yeah.
Mm, looking good.
Well, Ralph, thanks for bringing this in.
I like her.
My pleasure.
What?
Anything for you guys. Yeah, well.
You know, it's just... Guys are just... We're just pigs, man.
Sable, take your clothes off!
And, I want to see Vince strip her naked.
And you gotta do the famous she's naked bit. Because it's what guys do. It's just... It's so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be in a high-profile meeting or ruling the free world, and all of a sudden a Playboy breaks out, and all of a sudden everyone losing their concentration, all the guys.
You ever see the commercial for bacon strips where the dog goes, oh, boy, baby, it's bacon!
Bacon!
Yeah, yeah, bacon, bacon, bacon! Guys are the same way with naked, with girls.
Because we're just like,
where's the magazine? Where is it? I heard she, you got it, Ralph? Where is it? Oh, boy, she's naked!
I love naked. Give me the magazine. I can't see! You're supposed to warn me when I can drink. Come on. Oh, it hurts.
Isn't it true, though? You're like, when you go to a strip joint with your friends, and you know, damn it, you have to leave.
Yeah.
You're nursing that $10 beer. You're down at the bottom. You're looking at the time. You got to go. You've seen 18 girls take the stage, different girls, and you're ready to leave.
Of all varieties.
And then a girl comes out that you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Or one walks in the door with her bag, you know, like she's ready in the on-deck circle. Yeah. You're like, well, I guess I got a couple of minutes. You've seen 18 different naked girls, but you saw this one walk in, and now you have to see her.
Sure.
Why? Because, oh boy, she's naked!
Where is she? Take your clothes off! Fuck your head, I can't see!
And we just get like that.
Even on the streets of New York, if you just catch a girl bending over or something, and you get a quick peek or something, you know?
She's naked!
Guys are like dogs when it comes to that.
I wish people could see you do this.
We could be having the most intelligent conversation on the street. Corner and a girl comes by and she's not wearing a bra and you can see the whole package.
Yeah,
the guys just lose it like dogs.
It's true. Just stand on the corner. How'd you do yesterday? Ah, market was a little down. I think I got out in time. I called. Holy geez, look at the ass on her. That's an ass, isn't it?
Just in mid stride, and then you can just take right back up where you are.
Yeah, so she's out of eyesight.
There's the two brains.
Yeah,
the brain for everything, and then the sex brain.
Yeah.
Which can just cut in at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. That's part of being a man.
All right.
Sorry, ladies.
Well,
I don't think they know how that is.
Thanks for the Playboy, Ralph.
They enjoy the naked thing, girls, like the Chippendales and stuff, but they just don't crave it as much. Like, they can...
Me and the girls are planning on going to Chippendales in 2 months. 2 months! We have a plan. We're going...
Guys are...
It's like a phone call. Hey, Billy, you want to go down to the carousel tonight?
Yeah!
Yeah, we're out.
Tonight, naked! Oh, boy, oh, boy, 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 naked!
We don't plan, like, 2 months later to do things.
Matter of
they
fact,
can wait. Like, we can, if you plan something, yeah, 2 months, we're going to the strip joint.
Yeah.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah.
Why don't we go tonight? All right. And in 2 months. And every day in between.
Girls, though, it's like 2 months. We have a plan. A little bachelorette party. Right.
Circle the date on your calendar.
Yeah, circle the date. Oh, boy. Oh, I almost forgot. Tomorrow is...
Yeah, maybe we could go in the morning and at night.
All right. I got a statement for all the guys driving home right now. It's in Playboy, the April issue with Sable on the cover. There's an article in here, Anthony.
Oh, really?
I think it's self-explanatory, article. And I think
your
a
homo?
Lot of...
Huh? Shut up. Notice the article.
Yeah, I'm a homo. You got me. Does oral sex die at the altar?
Wow. Well, that's the question.
How many guys are laughing in their car right now? Huh?
Yeah.
An exclusive Playboy report.
I still get it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. Ralph?
Oh, my God. He's going to run out of here and throw that bottle of Labatt Blue at your head.
If Ralph's wife is listening, Ralph left the studio a long time ago. Yeah. We just figured it would be funny to say, Ralph.
He's not going to say anything.
The guy that just gave me the finger is not Ralph.
He's not in here.
He's not in here drinking. Looking over the pictures of Sable with us.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It's not Ralph. It's just the guy that looks a lot like
Ralph
him.
Smith.
Right.
Yeah, that's the Ralph we're talking about. Ralph Smith.
Well, Ralph got in trouble for pointing out what girl he thought was hot in the kiss issue, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for that? No.
Look, he's not talking, man. He's not here, I'm telling you. We're just making believe he's here.
How long you been married, Ralph? I thought I'd get him with that. Is it 10 years? Longer than? He's turning his mic off. How long?
18.
18 years?
18 years.
Yeah. Wow. Congrats.
This June.
And everything is still as passionate.
Yes,
it's as from the beginning.
Everything's wonderful.
Well, that's good.
Kathy's really cool.
That's
we love
good.
Kathy.
All right. I know, but what's his wife's name? Boom. But I got to tell you, folks.
Holly, what do you got?
I was just saying, first of all, you guys are killing me with the naked thing.
Thanks.
That's just too funny. Got a great mental picture. And second of all, women can plan 2 months in advance to go to Chippendales because we're used to the delayed gratification thing.
Ouch.
Ow, that hurt.
Below the belt.
Cool.
Wow, that's quick. That's good.
Well, I mean, come on.
All right, we'll let you have that one.
All right, thanks.
All right,
and the girls give us hell when we go to the strip clubs. Like, oh, what were you doing? Were you touching her? Did she touch? First of all, there's no touching. You sit there like a puppet putting dollar bills in G-strings, and now it's at the point where they might as well just get an intermediary to take your money. You know?
Yeah.
The little guy to take your money. She appreciates it. She loves you. Thank you. So you're not really... There's no contact. I don't know what the girls get upset about.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chippendale shows? Oh, look at me! Look at me, Karen! Look at me! Snap a picture! Snap a picture! This is great! Oh, it's so much fun at Chippendale! Hey, look at me! Katie, take a picture while I bend over! Oh. You know,
Anthony?
What?
How do you know that?
I've heard stories. I've seen the pictures.
Take a picture!
No, and they're going crazy. They take the dollars and they're shoving them right down there. And
yeah, it is definitely different.
And the guys are just so interested in the ladies.
All right. When is Reverend Al calling? 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Another track from Eve 6. That's Leech. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Hope you're having fun. We're rocking and rolling here for you on Free Beer Thursday.
Unbelievable.
I bet you people listening to this don't believe it.
No, it is Free Beer Thursday at NEW.
Our boss, we had another one of those really stupid, boring meetings. We had to be at work 5 hours early just to have a meeting.
Yeah.
That could have taken probably 5 minutes in a memo.
No, a memo, yeah. Could have been a memo.
Mm-hmm.
But he announced at the meeting.
At the end.
That Thursdays here at NEW will be free beer Thursdays, where everyone can get together in a loose atmosphere,
yeah.
drink beer,
yeah.
and trade ideas and talk.
Yeah.
And, promote alcoholism. I don't.
Well, honestly, this is just obviously not going to last. We're going to enjoy it today. We're going to enjoy it next Thursday. And I think
yeah.
by then it's going to be over with.
And the time slot is kind of weird because we can't enjoy it.
Right. If it starts at 4 o'clock. So basically the entire staff of NEW kind of just writes off the last hour and a half of work. Yeah. Something that I think is a good thing to do when you're suffering so badly in the ratings. It's good to celebrate the fact that we suck by having the staff drink together.
We should have Amphetamines Friday.
Yeah.
That way the people get like all perked up
yeah.
to do things.
It's just amazing.
It's good. Crystal Meth Tuesday.
And I bet you people think we make up after stuff. But No, there's no making this stuff. This is as real as it gets.
No. If we made it up, it would be silly.
There's people just walking around the halls drinking beer together.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to figure out how to get out of the ratings dump.
Has anyone communicated any great ideas through this beer drinking ritual that has been enacted here?
Well, Ben the Fag is in the studio. Now, Ben, you guys are all drinking, right?
Everybody's drinking.
Really?
Is any work getting done whatsoever?
Well, I mean, you know.
I've got a great programming idea. Here it is. We all drink a lot of beer. Every day of the week, all right? Come on, our day is great.
Now, what have you done since 4 o'clock, since Free Beer Thursday started?
I went and purchased the beer with Earl.
Well, you did something.
That's great.
And I got the tub at Kmart. And,
tub of ice.
I actually, when I got back after I started with my first beer, I did check my email, and I did return a few calls.
God. That's just pathetic.
All right. Well, that's great.
All right.
Maybe they're trying to I'm trying to get an idea of where this is going. Maybe they're trying to bring back, like, the glory days of NEW, when Scott Muni used to have scotch every day. Is that it? Maybe the tie-in there, some kind of alcohol tie-in?
Now, Earl, what's going on with Free Beer Thursday? Is anything getting done?
Is it a rousing success?
In the back offices?
I don't drink, so I'm getting work done.
See the difference? Earl doesn't drink. He's getting work done. Ben the Fag loves drinking and has done nothing. This is a great commercial for alcoholism.
Please.
What?
See, who wouldn't think that drinking would promote hard work?
Is everyone smashed?
No, not at all.
No one's out of line yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Night's still early.
All right.
Yeah, it's only 10 to 6.
It's only 10 to 6. It wouldn't have been an hour.
Just wait till the big boss finds out about Free Beer Thursday.
How are the other stations countering this?
I don't know.
Are they doing Quaalude Monday?
Weed Wednesday.
Weed Wednesday. All right. Well, great. Have fun, guys, with the free beer and stuff. We have Reverend Al on the phone, Anthony.
Yes, we do.
Now, what happened with Reverend Al? What's the latest news on the Rev?
Well, he took some protesters yesterday to Wall Street and had a sit-in.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they arrested him.
Reverend Al sat down?
Yeah.
Now I know why we have such a pothole problem in this town.
That's what he was arrested for, destruction of public property. He sat down.
All right. So he sat down, and he wanted to get arrested, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He put out a little statement and said, anybody who doesn't want to get arrested, don't join him.
Okay.
No, he will be getting arrested.
All right, so he's on line two here, I guess?
Huh. Yeah.
All right, let's put Reverend Al on the phone.
I think I got to check my messages or something.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back.
Get Al on the phone. I'll be right back.
You sure?
I got to go. Yeah.
You know, this happens every single time. We get an exclusive interview, and Anthony just leaves the studio. I don't understand what his problem is, man. Reverend Al, are you there? Reverend Al.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody. Oh. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Reverend Al.
I can't sit down. The Reverend Al can't sit down. Last night I was made a bitch.
What do you mean?
I was made a bitch. I was sold to Luther on D Block for 7 Newports and a cherry fruit roll up. Last night, your Reverend Al got the old Johnny Cochran right where it counts. I put up the good fight, yeah. But after all the pushing and shoving, Reverend Al got some backdoor loving. Al, on the good side, I was voted queen of the weight room prom here at Rackets.
I say.
I am outraged. They called me Reverend Alice.
Reverend Alice.
Jeez. It was never part of Reverend Alice's plan yeah. to ever get meat in the camp. Ow. But I'm trying to fit in. I'm trying hard.
All right.
Louis on C Block
yeah.
offered me 2 Slim Jims and a box of Milk Duds to jiggle my ass while I played Shake Your Booty on a kazoo.
Now, wait a minute, Reverend Al. You have way too much dignity to do something like that. Come on.
I was hungry. I danced like Janet Jackson. Oh, my God, I was starving. Then I got, Joe Reverend and I got assaulted in the laundry room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was by a washing machine doing my laundry. And the man walked in and said, can I put my load in there? And I said, sure, there's plenty of room. Get your friend's loads, too. Damn, was that a mistake? Help me. The Latin kings are on my tail, so please send me your cash so I can make bail. my time's up. The guard's here. I am outraged. Back to myself.
Leave
the Reverend's ass alone. Leave the Reverend's ass. Don't call me Brandy. Don't call me Brandy. Help me. Hey,
Wow, Reverend Al, exclusive from Rikers, I guess, huh?
Sounded a little like him.
Anthony, where the hell were you?
Huh?
Where the hell were you? We just had Reverend Al.
I was checking my messages. I thought a pager went off.
You just missed it. Reverend Al live from Rikers. I don't understand where you go.
I was in Perry White's office talking to Lois. Was Superman here?
Call 800-FOR-SNOW. Real. Close.
All right,
on the mountain.
Oh, sorry about that, Jimmy. Anthony, Priceline.com.
Priceline, great service, Opie. You're going to be staying in a hotel anytime in the near future? You want to pay the full price for that hotel room, or do you want to name your own price for the hotel room?
Then save lots and lots of cash.
I think you want to name your own price.
Plus, Priceline will throw in a free hotel room if you use their service.
1-800-PRICELINE on the telephone or www.priceline.com on the
computer. Priceline, what a wonderful service for your century. It's fabulous.
You think so?
Of course.
When was the last time you used the service, Mr. Shatner?
When I was on Triacus. I shacked up with that bimbo. One of the thralls. We utilized their free night in the hotel.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Did a threesome. Me, her, and Spock.
Did she have a tribble in her pants?
Yes. They aren't very big on grooming in Triacus.
I see.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was fabulous, though. Wonderful time.
All right.
Back to the bridge. Felt so invigorated with Priceline. It's going to be big, really big. That's what she said when she looked at my fans.
On that note, Priceline.com, it really is a great service. If you're going away in the near future, you need a flight or a hotel room. They're working the hotel rooms right now. At the least, you should visit them on the web, www.priceline.com, or give them a call, 1-800-PRICELINE, and see what those guys can do for you. And once again, if you use their hotel service, they will throw in a free hotel night.
You can't beat that with a flusclub.
What is that? 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, free all right now. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey!
Up next, we're going to be playing the latest from Sammy Hagar. Haven't heard that yet. We got to check that out together here. And Sammy Hagar coming in, what, Tuesday?
That's what I hear.
This coming Tuesday, we got Sammy Hagar coming into the Opie and Anthony show and Johnny Lang.
Johnny Lang.
Separate visits. Johnny Lang's going to perform for us, and then later on we'll have Sammy Hagar for an interview. It's going to be a lot of fun, so make sure you're listening, okay?
Yes.
Mike from Inglewood, do you have that dice clay routine in a wave format? I'd kill to have that on my computer. Can you email it to me? Mike, if you're listening, get a tape ready. We'll play it one more time so you can get it on tape and put it on your own computer. Right. We really got to start putting a lot more of our bits on the internet, Anthony.
I know. I had the Reverend Al song up there, but people said they were having a hard time downloading it.
Yeah.
It was taking a long time, and then it would cut out in the middle of downloading. I don't know.
All right. Well, let's try putting it up there again.
I will.
All right.
I will do that tonight right after I get done playing Half-Life. So, 5 in the morning.
All right. Also, Mike goes on to say, by the way, didn't believe a effing word about that abortion thing that Monica was talking about last night during the interview. I guess Monica had an abortion with another guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right after the Clinton affair, she started seeing another guy, got pregnant, and she announced to the whole world she had an abortion.
Yeah, his name was Will Stinton. Yeah, yeah, that was it. Will Stinton was his name.
Well, Mike writes,
I had a boyfriend. I had an abortion with my boyfriend, George Glass.
Well, that's sick.
He's George Glass.
Everyone was thinking that it was Clinton's kid when she said it.
Well, Mike doesn't believe it. He says it's a victim routine. And then Mike writes, and this could be the sickest line of the show, Mike is surprised she didn't say that as well.
Ooh. Oh.
And a hush goes over the crowd.
But she did. And
so
I wouldn't be surprised.
You want to play the dice thing real fast because someone's trying to get this on tape.
Okay, yeah. Roll your tape if you want this.
Basically, the setup really fast. Barbara Walters did a horrible job with the interview last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it would be much more exciting if Andrew Dice Clay had the interview.
She'd have cried a little more, I think.
Yeah, so check this out real fast.
All right, I'd like to welcome this whale to my show, huh? And you know you're a whale because I could see your blowhole. Yay! So, you're sucking Clinton's right? Does he blow his on that chubby face of yours? Or does he pull out and all over your big huh? Come on, answer the question. Answer the question, you whore. Answer the question. Oh, look, now she's going to cry. Get up, Barbara Walters, you're gonna cry, huh? You look at her, a little bag. Answer the question. What's your mouth full? You fucking whore. Look at this bag, huh? I don't want you on my fucking show. Get the fuck out of here, you rag.
God, I'd watch that.
I've heard that 100 times. It's still just as fun, man.
I'm going to see the Dice Man Saturday.
Yes, you are.
The governor's.
And he's avoiding our show. I can't understand
I
why.
Know. I don't understand it either. I just hope they put me right up front.
Yeah. You know, we have a... I don't know.
Hey, look at this jerk-off up front, huh? Jerk-off, you? Who? What? You call me a jerk-off? You're the jerk-off, jerk-off.
You know, we have a... I don't know. The tape quality is really bad, though. All right, get it.
You can do it.
Oh, the dice? Yeah.
Maybe if we set it up and tell the people the quality is really bad, but I think you still would get a pretty good laugh out of this. We were doing the Grammys, what, 2 years ago in L.A.?
Yeah.
At another radio station, obviously, before we got fired for saying the mayor was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Oopsie. Little mistake.
Yeah.
Cost us our jobs.
Hey, it was funny, right? Hey, that's funny stuff. The mayor's dead, right? What? I'm what?
Anyway, so we were at the Grammys in L.A. a couple of years back. And we had to interview Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the hell are we going to do with Andrew Dice Clay? He was a has-been. Everything failed that he did. And it was like, what are we going to do with him, you know?
Yeah.
So Anthony gets the bright idea that he's going to interview Dice as Dice.
Piss him off.
To completely piss him off. And we got a tape of it.
Yeah.
You won't even be able to tell who is the real Dice and who's Anthony. So try to follow along at home. I know the quality's a little bad, but I think it's worth playing right now. So check it out, all right?
All right, let's hear it.
107.3 WNEW. This is Andrew Dice Clay. Let me tell you something. Forget the music. I'm on the air. You understand, Boston? You know, I know people. I know Patty Roche. She's my friend.
He insisted we stop the record.
We're just glad to see...
I want the record
Wait. We're just glad to see...
All right, plug your HBO special again and get the hell out of here.
Assume the position, May 11, 10 p.m. on HBO.
Andrew Dice Clay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you, guys. And that's an excellent impression. I really dig you.
Thanks,
and when I come to Boston, I'll come on you again. All over you. No, come on the show again.
All right, wait,
I got to get out of here before I get nasty.
All right, man. Andrew Dice Clay, huh?
Our illustrious Dice.
Yeah, a trip down memory lane with that one. That was amazing. Yeah.
You won a heck of fight.
What a clown.
All right. Well, I don't know if he's going to come in and hang with us this time around.
I don't know. I think he's gotten some reports that he's on the show all the time anyway. So yeah. Why bother?
I guess he's too big for us now.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Latest from Sammy Hagar, Mas Tequila. From his forthcoming CD, Red Voodoo. Right, Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about the Sammy Hagar CD? When does it come out?
I'm not exactly sure.
Probably another month at least, right?
Yeah, within 3 to 4 weeks, probably.
Okay.
And he's doing that thing over at... can we say this?
Yeah.
We can talk about it, right? The Hard Rock? And Hard Rock's next Thursday.
Yes.
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
The
9th. You're going to listen to win tickets to see Sammy Hagar.
Only win them here.
At the Hard Rock Cafe. And, of course, he's coming in for an interview that day as well on our show.
Yeah, you guys are busy that day. You got Johnny Lang playing live and then Sammy getting crazy with you.
All this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
So we can't wait.
You got to ask him what prompted him to make a song like Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. he admits it on the back of the CD. It says, contains replayed elements from Rock and Roll Part 2.
Yeah, he fesses up. But why? I mean, it's a great song.
And then he writes, written by the pedophile Gary Glitter.
No, did you hear what happened to him?
He didn't.
Well,
Gary Glitter?
No, yeah, I know, but he didn't.
That's just brilliant.
That.
Well, it says here on the back, contains replayed elements from Rock and Roll Part 2, written by the pedophile Gary Glitter.
It doesn't say pedophile.
Oh, someone wrote that in there.
My computer's broken. Let me take it to get it serviced.
And the guy, this is actually what happened. Gary Glitter's computer broke. He took it to a place to get it fixed. And when they popped it up and fixed it, boom, up pops kiddie porn pictures of young boys.
So he is screwed.
Who knew Gary Glitter would have been into young boys?
They should have thrown him in jail for that hair helmet he's been wearing these days. You see Behind the Music with Gary Glitter or whatever it is?
I saw him come out when the Who was doing the Quadrophenia thing.
Yeah.
That
was great.
And he came out and it was just like, oh my goodness, what is he
what
doing?
What is that? What
is this load doing on stage?
What?
Get off.
What was going on?
He just looked like he was all in this tight stuff and his big fat belly and everything. It's just,
it was the mods and the rockers.
Oh. He was just a mess, though.
He was a rocker.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been cool years ago to have him out there, but I think kind of distracted from things.
All right.
Yeah.
Matt wants to get his plug in.
His shameless plug.
He wants to completely halt our show to plug himself.
Hey.
Look at that.
I don't even know if it's going to happen the way the pace Earl's moving.
Really?
Earl's driving the van up to the Beacon.
Yeah, for the Allman Brothers tonight.
Pushing it up there.
And Matt Devoti with his black eye will be on stage.
That's a good one.
To intro the Allman Brothers.
Ouch. You know, I'm torn. I always hated guys that wore shades indoors.
Yeah.
Like, you pompous windbag.